Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teetered on the edge of political chaos over the weekend. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr gathered in front of the parliament, forcing lawmakers to flee. Takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has been unable to deliver any real change as political parties blocked the majority of his list of candidates for parliament. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. diplomat posted to Baghdad.
It's going to be very hard for Abadi to have the credibility and the support to restore things and continue governing as he has before, or to institute the kind of far-reaching reforms. A lot of this is because he's a weak leader, and a lot of it is because things aren't going well in Iraq, and a lot of it is because it's a divided country.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for bombings on Sunday that killed more than 30 people in the southern city of Samawa. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Geneva in an urgent bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart as Syrian government forces intensified their attacks on Syria's largest city, Aleppo. Mr. Kerry is due to meet today with his Saudi counterpart, Adel al-Jubeir, and U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, to talk about all of this. As many as 22 Somali soldiers may have been killed, 10 others missing, after the militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in the Middle Shabelle region. That was on Sunday. Witnesses say the militants used a suicide car bomb. This is VOA News. United